soul.
You got to me.
You got control.
You got to me.
You got to me. You got to be mine.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The president's list of tariffs on imports has just gotten longer.
President Trump says the new tariffs of 25% on steel and aluminum will apply to all countries, including Mexico and Canada. He says they'll help boost American companies like U.S. Steel.
Tariffs are going to make it very successful again.
The tariffs follow his announcement last week that Japanese company Nippon Steel will invest in U.S. steel rather than buy it.
I'm not going to let another country buy it.
The president also previewed reciprocal tariffs against unspecified countries he'll announce tomorrow or Wednesday. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Trump's proposed federal employee buyout plan gets a court hearing today in Boston. CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on his cost-cutting measures.
Flying from Florida to the Super Bowl, President Trump hailed the deep cuts his team has already made just 3 weeks into his term.
Our government has not functioned properly for many, many years, and we're going to make it function properly.
After decimating USAID, the agency that distributes humanitarian and development aid abroad, the Trump administration now appears poised to do the same to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Philadelphia is expected to honor its Super Bowl champion Eagles with a parade later this week. Quarterback Jalen Hurts was named the game's MVP after the Eagles decimated Kansas City 40-22.
Then we had a focus group out there. You know, offense was able to score points, to take advantage of opportunities, you know, just enough to put points on the board.
Vice President Vance represents the U.S. at a world conference on artificial intelligence. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi is in Paris.
It's the first global meeting of its kind where CEOs and heads of state are meeting to discuss the future of artificial intelligence and whether or not it needs any global guidelines regarding sustainability. Vance will address the gathering on Tuesday. This is the vice president's first international trip, and it comes as Trump is weighing levying tariffs on the European Union, who he claims has been benefiting from a trade deficit with the U.S. Vance is then expected to head to Munich later in the week, where he will meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the Munich Security Conference.
Nearly 3 years after author Salman Rushdie was repeatedly stabbed at an event in Western New York, his accused attacker's trial begins. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
It's hard to understand why this case is even going to trial, why the defendant did not accept a plea. There is video of the encounter and photographs, and 15 witnesses are being called to testify. The defendant is charged with attempted murder and assault, and one can only wonder what defense his lawyer has in mind.
Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 36. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine is where Evers stops today. The governor is visiting Head Start centers in Superior, Eau Claire, and Racine to highlight his Year of the Kid initiative. He says he's aiming to make child care more affordable. There have been ongoing funding issues for Head Start programs across the country. A car crashed into a tree at Noel Place and Roseland Avenue in Racine yesterday, resulting in critical injuries for the driver. Flight for Life was called. Racine police are investigating. A private ribbon-cutting ceremony was held last week to unveil Racine County's new Youth and Development Care Center in Caledonia. The new 50-bed facility is named after former county executive Jonathan Delagrave. Fire crews from Racine and Kenosha County were called to a chicken coop fire in the town of Brighton yesterday. All 7 chickens escaped unharmed. The likely cause of the fire was an electric heat lamp that fell. And Racine Unified is preparing for a referendum on the April ballot, with detailed information available on the Racine County I website. You can do a deep dive into the RUSD request and the impact at RacineCountyI.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxed with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight with some light snow around or a little after midnight. Our low down to 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 21. Wednesday, cloudy with more snow possible and a high near 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. If I look heavier on the radio, I probably am because, man, I ate a lot for the Super Bowl yesterday. Wow.
Thank you. Radio Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
kicking. Did Tighter Tighter on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Today's the day we announce the winner. We'll hold the random drawing and announce the winner of the Timeless Hits with Timeless Gifts contest, receiving goodies from the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Also, Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, and Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine. And again, that's happening today. You'll also get a CD, a romance CD from Mannheim Steamroller. Gorgeous songs that will put you in the mood. And concert tickets to see Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits and the Association on the 28th at the Genesee Theater. And speaking of the association, you'll hear from a member of the association in about half an hour when I bring together, when we do another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. It involves the association, but it's not a song they did. Ah, the mystery thickens. It's coming up on WRJN.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snow. Snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Badgers.
Sheets Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news.
WRJN.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, pre-disco Bee Gees, lovely song to love somebody on WRJN.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be
from the Beach Boys. Let's bring in Stuart J. Waddles with this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The family of a Kenosha man who was fatally shot last year is pleading for justice and community assistance. 36-year-old Kenneth Davidson was found dead in a driveway after reports of shots fired last June. That happened on 36th Avenue near 47th. His family and the Kenosha Police Department held a press conference last week to urge anyone with information to contact them as they look for leads. Investigators hope new information posted online will help. With a little over a week left to vote, there's still time to get to know the people wanting to serve on the Kenosha Unified Board. Five candidates are running for two seats on the Kenosha Unified School Board. That means a primary and a final election in April. The field includes incumbent Rebecca Stevens, who's seeking another term. The primary will eliminate one candidate. Fire crews from Racine and Kenosha County got together yesterday to battle a chicken coop fire. It happened in the town of Brighton, and all the chickens were able to get out. No humans were injured either. Kansasville Fire and Rescue says the likely cause is an electric heat lamp that fell. And $190 million is a lot. And if you want to see how that money would impact you and Racine Unified, check out RacineCountyEye.com. There you can find a deep dive regarding the Racine Unified School referendum on the April ballot. Kenosha Unified voters are being asked to raise taxes on the February ballot. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight with some light snow around or a little after midnight. Our low down to 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 21. Wednesday, cloudy with more snow possible and a high near 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
WRJN. A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? Day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own. was adjourned. Day that I died. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good
drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. You got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight, you know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off the field, you know you could have been a broom. The way you smell so sweet, you know you could have been some perfume. Well, you could have been anything.
some vintage Righteous Brothers. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. WRJN. And timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. It's a song the association chose to not record, but became a big hit. Kind of an iconic hit, actually, by somebody else. And the association will explain why they chose not to record it. That's on the way next on WRJN.
This Valentine's Day, ignite the passion with a little help from In the Garden of Eden. From elegant lingerie to playful novelties, massage oils, lotions, and candles, they have what you need to keep those home fires burning. With their personalized service, you're sure to find the perfect way to make your partner feel truly special. Rekindle your romance and turn up the heat this Valentine's Day with In the Garden of Eden, 57th Street in downtown Kenosha, just west of 7th Avenue.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. meaning if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson, the Green Bay woman, shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history.
For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, but Black History Month, Miss Venus is going to dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you want to be. That is my heart. I want to be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
There's the vault door. And here's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song that you haven't heard on the radio for a while. And this one is iconic. Made it all the way to number two. But this song was turned down by the association because it was so long. I mean, that was the problem with the song. It was so long. Here's Jim Yester of the association talking about how they had a visitor in the studio at the end of a 10-hour session.
Bones, our producer, says, let's take a break. Jimmy Webb's here, and he wants to play you something.
Okay.
And he sits down, and he plays us a 24-minute cantata of eight movements, one of which was MacArthur Park. And the deal was, it was totally arrange one song into the other. It would have been totally orchestral, incredible music. I think the second movement of the cantata was MacArthur Park.
Wow.
The deal was take all 24 minutes or nothing. So we're halfway through recording an album. We got six things in the can already. So if we took that, it would at least be the whole side of an album.
Yeah. Right.
And it would be totally orchestral. We were fried from, you know, a 10-hour vocal session, yeah, trying to get things where we wanted it. And we wound up turning it down.
So, song ends up being recorded by Richard Harris. And as I said, went all the way to number two. Kept out of the number one spot by Herb Alpert singing This Guy's in Love with You. 1968, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on WRJN.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and repressed in love's hot fevered iron, like a striped pair of pants. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no. I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. Birds
and the babies in your hands, and the old men playing checkers by the trees. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green ice flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe.
In the dark, all the sweet green icing flows.